Ephesians chapter 3. God picked Paul to help the people that are not Jews. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 1.
You know, I, Paul, am in jail now. You see, I told him of the message about Jesus, but the bosses didn't like me talking about Jesus to the people that are not Jews. So they put me in jail. And you know that God picked me to tell you his message. He did that because he is very good to you. You see, a long time ago, God planned it all, and nobody knew about it. But God showed me what he is doing now, like I already wrote to you. When you read those words, you will be able to understand that I know what God planned about Christ. God didn't tell that message to the people that lived before me. But now God picked some of his special messengers and teachers and other people that tell God's messages. And his Spirit told them that message. And that message is this: God will give good things to the people that believe his good news about Jesus. It doesn't matter if they are Jews or not Jews. God saves them both if they believe in Jesus. Both will get the good things that God promised. They both belong to the same mob now. They both belong to God, like arms and legs belong to the same body. God was really good to me. He used his power to help me to be strong. Then he gave me this special job. I have to tell people this good news about Jesus. I'm not important. All of God's people are more important than me. But God was good to me and gave me this special job. He sent me to tell the people that are not Jews about the really great things that Jesus Christ can give them. These things are so great, nobody can understand them properly. And God sent me to help everyone to understand that secret message. Long time ago, when God made everything, he didn't tell anyone that story. He kept it secret at that time. But now God wants to use his church people to tell everyone that message, to show everyone that God understands all about everything. He wants them to show this to the bad spirit bosses everywhere, even those in the sky. God always wanted to save everybody, and he sent our leader Jesus Christ to do it. We trust in Jesus, and we are joined to him, so we can come to God, and we can be sure that he will listen to us. We don't have to be afraid of him. So when some people make trouble for me, don't let that bother you. I tell you God's word and they don't like it. So they make trouble for me. But don't worry, I want you to be strong. You can always feel happy whenever they make trouble for me.
Paul asked God to help the Christians be strong. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14.
When I think about all these things that our Father does, I get down on my knees and pray to him. He made everything in the world and everything in heaven. And he put every family here too. He is very great, so he can work powerfully in you. I pray that he will do that. I pray that his Spirit will make your spirit strong inside yourselves. I pray that you will trust Jesus Christ properly so that he will live inside you. I pray that you will know that God loves you a lot. This will keep you standing strong for him. like the roots of a tree, keep it standing up strong. I pray for you and for all God's people. I pray that you will know how much Jesus Christ loves us. He loves us so much that nobody can properly know all about it. But I want you to understand that he loves everybody very much, so that you will become like him in the way you live. I want your life to be filled up with God. We have to thank God now. His power works in us and he does really great things. He can do a lot more than we can ask him for. He can do more than we can even think about. And we are God's people. We are his church. So we always have to praise God and show everyone that he is very great and good. We have to show them what Jesus Christ does and that he is really great. And we have to keep doing it forever and ever. Yes, that's the way it has to be.